enough of the first down, well, so the Cowboys will have to punt it away.
Yeah, unfortunately, there wasn't a charger close enough to him to actually hit him while that ball was in the air or as it was coming down, because that could have resulted in a turnover very easily. Butler's got to catch that ball the first attempt.
Travis Benjamin back deep, waiting the punt here from Chris Jones, angling away from Benjamin. Spiraling punt, angling toward the Cowboys sideline. And we'll see where the officials mark it out at as he continues to run up the sideline, crossing the 25 out near the 30 is where they will mark it. And that's where Phillip Rivers and the Chargers will have the football. 38 yards on a punt. Nothing on the return. 8:55 to go here in the first half. Scoreless. Chargers and the Cowboys. More action from the field up next. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. For a limited time, quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil are just $3.49. Plus, choose from a full line of filters to go with your oil change. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details, valid now through November 29th.
Introducing Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts that keep you dry and comfortable in all conditions. Featuring quick-drying, water-repellent fabric and UPF protection, Wrangler Outdoor ensures you're ready for wherever the day takes you, whether it's a walk in the city or a trek in the wilderness. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with everyday versatility and outdoor credibility.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
For football fans, your house is way more than a home. It's your fantasy draft command center.
Introducing your new commissioner for this year's fantasy season.
Where your team loyalty has been tested.
Go, baby, go, baby, go!
And your personal museum of player memorabilia.
Is that a bust of Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I made it myself. Even got his dimples in there.
State Farm knows it's more than a house. It's home. So why not give it the protection it deserves? Talk to an agent today. State Farm, here to help life go right.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Well, once again, the Cowboys offense unable to generate any consistency, have to punt it away. Phillip Rivers and the Chargers with their best starting field position at their own 30 in this scoreless game thus far in the first half, 8:55 to go. Chargers working right to left as the sun continues to come through those panels on the far end here at AT&T. Rangers with time. Slings a pass into the belly of Gordon coming out of the backfield as he makes his way up the near sideline, but it's just a two-yard pickup. Nice job coverage out there by Damian Wilson.
And I just want to give out a little prop, Kevin, to Chris Jones. I tell you, we never get to talk about his punts because we always go to a break right afterwards. But he leads the league in a percentage of punts inside the 20, and with 24 inside the 20 and only two touchbacks on the season, having a phenomenal year.
Austin Eckler in the backfield. He'll take the handoff, running straight ahead. Goes right at the teeth of that Dallas defense and generates a nice pickup before Jalen Smith brings him down. 5 yards on the carry, so it'll bring up third and short here for the Chargers. You talked about their run game, Danny. One of the worst in the league at just 94 yards per game. That's number 25. And now looking at third and two with an empty backfield. Well, five wide here for Rivers. He's got that extra tight end. Now Eckler moves back into the backfield as Rivers calling an audible. He gets back, now moves Eckler to his left side, raising that right knee. Here's the snap to give to Eckler. Running right, plants that right foot, cuts back to his left, crossing the 40 near the 41. And enough for the first down.
And there you saw quarterback play at its best, exactly what it's supposed to do. You saw Phillip Rivers count the number of guys in the box, survey the defense, knowing what they were going to play. He brought the back into the backfield, went from a pass to a run, and easily picked up the first down.
Three wide on the right. Rivers, quick snap, quick throw as he completes it to Keenan Allen, who quickly moves upfield, crossing midfield down to the Dallas 48, 11 yards and a pickup, and another Los Angeles first down before Jordan Lewis was able to bring him down. Well, you talked about Rivers and, you know, just his ability to manipulate, move defenses around. One of the big differences this year is the ability to be upright, just 12 sacks.
Yeah, it helps. That does help. Yeah.
Shotgun formation here. Gordon in the backfield. He is flanked to the left of Rivers, who now once again moves up to the line of scrimmage. Up and down the line he goes. Seven on the play clock. Cowboys showing blitz. Now Rivers. Deep throw across the middle and could have and should have been picked off. Lewis with a pass that sailed way over the head of his intended receiver, Antonio Gates, the tight end. But perhaps Lewis looking directly into that sun, which is coming through those panels on the west side of the stadium, lost it. But Danny, we saw that last week and even the week prior where a Cowboys defensive back had what appeared to be a sure interception and failed to do so.
Yeah, and that one was thrown right into, there were three Cowboys in the area and one Charger. Another ball, once again, that Rivers got away with, should not have been thrown.
Second and 10, three wide on the right. Gordon coming out of the backfield. Rivers looks across the middle. Diving catch there by his tight end, Hunter Henry. Boy, he provides a big target at 6'5", 250 in his second year out of Arkansas. Stacked up there by Anthony Hitchens, 7 yards on the pickup.
Yeah, great catch by Henry. And it's easy, Kevin, to see from up here, you know, these throws. And I need to slap myself when I do it because I know what it's like being down there looking at it from field level and looking at it from up here. And Phillip Rivers does not have the vantage point that we do on those, on a lot of those throws.
Allen motioning now left to right. Eckler in the backfield. Rivers, quick look, quick throw, firing into the belly of Allen, who dives to make the catch, but in doing so, he fell backwards.
Yeah, that.
And did not cross the first down marker. So
that's a good job by that official.
Yeah, maybe two or three on the reception, so it'll bring up fourth down. Again, their kicker, Nick Novak, questionable to return with a back injury. It's fourth and less than a yard.
Tempo. They're going tempo.
Single back set. Rivers will work from under center. Eckler in the backfield. Crowd trying to generate some noise. Shotgun snap now for Rivers with a pump fake. Looks, throws far side. And now a late flag comes out. Pass was intended for Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this now, Kevin. This may be on Allen.
Anthony Brown was the Cowboys corner. Jerome Boger is the veteran referee. Like potentially a
pass interference. Defense, number 30.
Wow.
Call the foul, automatic. First down.
Must have been a little tug on the jersey there that we couldn't see. Wow.
Boy, and by little you mean just brushing up against his jersey?
By little, I mean not even noticeable. Couldn't even see it. Must have happened early in the route. But they called pass interference, not holding.
So first and 10 here for Rivers and the Chargers. Here's the delay handoff to Gordon. Gordon driven sideways by Anthony Hitchens. Just a yard on the carry. Boy, just great to see Hitchens because we weren't sure, based on his departure from the game Sunday with a groin injury, that we would see him today in an already thin linebacking corps.
Yeah, Anthony Hitchens was having a great year. If he can just stay healthy, he's going to emerge as one of the best linebackers in this league.
Second and 9 now for Rivers. Three wide on the right. Gordon in the backfield with him. Rivers moving all the way out near his receiving core to bark out a signal. Cowboys bring a delayed blitz. Pass is complete far side. Try to set up that receiver screen. And it was Benjamin who had the catch and got in behind a couple of his receivers, his blockers. Anthony Brown forced him to the far boundary. 5 yards there on the pickup.
Rivers off to a great start, 12 of 15, 186 yards. Actually 13 of 16 now after that last completion, 191 yards, about 118 rating.
Just under 4 minutes to go here in the first half. We are scoreless. And once again, Rivers moving up to the line of scrimmage. Checking off there with his offensive lineman. Cowboys bring a blitz. Here comes Skandrick. Rivers steps up, throws to a wide-open Henry, crossing to the 20, at the 15 of the Dallas 10, and then finally pushed out of bounds inside the Dallas 10, all the way down to the 7-yard line. 22 yards on the pickup as the Chargers have reached the Buffalo Wild Wings red zone. At Buffalo Wild Wings, the weekend is whenever football is on. So come to the only place where the weekend is from Thursday to Monday. It's built for fans. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports.
Well, it's a breakdown of communication there, clearly, because it was clearly man coverage in the secondary, but nobody on the tight end crossing. Wide open, caught the ball, and had a big run all the way down to the 7-yard line.
Four passes of 20-plus yards today for Rivers. On a little toss play, Eckler running to his right. Justin Durant out there. Jalen Smith,
yeah.
And Austin Eckler had nowhere to go. Loss of two.
Well, that's great defense. That's play that's tough to stop. You see a lot of teams run it. Quarterback reverses out, fakes the handoff to one side, and then pitches it back to the other side. It's almost a reverse, and teams really struggle with it, but that time the Cowboys played it perfectly. Jalen Smith saw it all the way.
Jordan Lewis, Layton coming onto the field. Now he runs back off the field, and Jason Garrett running down the sideline to call a timeout. Some serious personnel problems for the Cowboys defensively, and they want to avoid the penalty. 2:35 to go here in the first half. We are scoreless. Cowboys and Chargers. More action from the field up next. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
He went to Jared because... The vault is now open for the Jared Black Friday event, November 24th through December 3rd. Take advantage of amazing prices on select merchandise, all hand-picked by Jared's expert jewelers. So be of good cheer and go to Jared.com to discover what's inside the vault at the Jared near you. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This season, give thanks to the car that helps you get through it. Keep your car running newer, longer at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get $100 off with a purchase of $500 or more during the Black Friday Savings Event. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid November 22nd through 27th. Eligible tires only. Additional fees may apply where lawful. Subject to restrictions. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
I'm Jerry Recco inside our Progressive Insurance Studios in New York, and on this Thanksgiving Day earlier today, the Vikings beat the Lions 30-23. Minnesota moving to 9-2 on the season. Big day for Case Keenum, who is 21 of 30, 282 yards passing, a couple of touchdowns through the air. Also ran one in. Keenum now a starting quarterback, 7-2 for Minnesota. Coming up later tonight, it's the 2-8 Giants at the 4-6 Redskins. Now back to Kevin Ray and Danny White.
Thank you, Jerry. It's the Amazon Black Friday Deals Week. Get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25 now through November 24th. 2:35 to go here, first half, AT&T Stadium. Scoreless, Chargers and the Cowboys, but Phillip Rivers has his team on the doorstep. Second down from the Dallas 9. Rivers, empty backfield, works out of the shotgun. Here's a snap. Here's the throw. Looking across the middle. Pass is broken up, intended for Antonio Gates. It was Jalen Smith in the neighborhood there to jart loose, so sets up third down.
There's another guy that's struggled this year. Antonio Gates has not had a typical Gates yet, just his 17th reception on the season. But if you looked at the Deacon's scoreboard here with all of his stats, you would swear the Chargers were up by three touchdowns.
Well, statistically, they should be.
Yeah.
Anthony Lynn, the first-year head coach, comes sprinting up the sideline. And he saw something personnel-wise he didn't like, so he's going to call for the timeout, as will we. Dallas nothing, the Los Angeles Chargers nothing. More action from the field up next. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
He went to Jared because... The vault is now open for the Jared Black Friday event, November 24th through December 3rd. Take advantage of amazing prices on select merchandise, all handpicked by Jared's expert jewelers. So be of good cheer and go to Jared.com to discover what's inside the vault at the Jared near you. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Introducing the Wrangler Performance Series. A collection of jeans and pants featuring the new Comfort Flex waistband and four-way flex technology that moves with you. It's the flexibility you need to get more out of every day and tap into your unrealized potential. See where more range of motion takes you. Wrangler Performance Series. Less restriction, more living.
This season, give thanks to the car that helps you get through it. Keep your car running newer, longer at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get $100 off with a purchase of $500 or more during the Black Friday Savings Event. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid November 22nd through 27th. Eligible tires only. Additional fees may apply where lawful. Subject to restrictions. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
Be sure to stay tuned as later in the broadcast we'll name the Geico Drive of the Game. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Anthony Lynn, the first-year head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, came running up the sideline much like Jason Garrett did. Looks like we maybe need to time the coaches in the 40 to see who would win that battle.
Yeah.
Of course, Lynn, a local product.
Moving pretty good.
Played it. Small town powerhouse, Salinas High School, just about 50, 60 miles north of Dallas. Went on to play collegially at Texas Tech. And back here in the home state, trying to grab a win and keep his team's playoff hopes alive. Third and goal to go from the nine. Rivers out of the shotgun. Two wide on the left, two wide on the right. You got Gordon in the backfield. Cowboys showed blitz initially. Rivers, quick throw. It's completed. Crossing the five. And it was Eckler who made the catch. It's a pickup of five. They'll mark him not quite to the four-yard line. It was the free safety, Byron Jones, who was there to drill him. So fourth and goal to go from the four. If you're tuning in late and wondering why they're not going with the field goal, Nick Novak, their place kicker, dealing with a back injury. He was listed as questionable, but we've seen him warming up down on the far sideline here. And I believe we have reached the two-minute warning, but players kind of still remain in position as Rivers is looking back at the official. A little confusion on everyone's part. Yes, we have. We've reached the two-minute warning. And we are scoreless here at AT&T Stadium between the Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Chargers. More action from the field up next. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
Whoa. Time out on the field. There's a flag on the play. It's a personal foul. It's your foul. You want to know why it's your foul? Because you're horrible snoring. You cannot continue to snore and snore and snore. We'll eject you from the game, and I'm sure you're already ejected from the bedroom. There is a defense against this, and it's called Zipa. You put a Zipa in your mouth, you stop snoring. Then you can get back in the game. You hear me? Go to Zipa.com. That's Zipa, ZYPPAH.com. Happy Z spelled backwards. It's an easy fix, people. Go to Zipa.com, buy a Zipa, and stop the snoring. ZYPPAH.com. Happy Z spelled backwards. If you stop snoring, maybe you'll start scoring. Listen to me. Get a Zipa today. Stop snoring and get back in the game. ZYPPAH.com. Happy Z spelled backwards. Get a Zipa now.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Back at AT&T Stadium, Danny Wynum, Kevin Ray, Jerry Recco back in our New York studios. He'll get you caught up on early action from today, Minnesota and Detroit, and preview tonight's nightcap matchup between the Giants and the Redskins. Right now, we're scoreless here. The two-minute warning between the Cowboys and the Chargers. Nick Novak has come back in now. He was listed as questionable to return. They had it down as a back injury of some sort. He missed a 35-yard attempt back in the first quarter. This one from 22. Ball will be spotted on the far side hash. Here's the snap. Kick on its way. And it is good. And so the Chargers finally put some points on the board for the first time today. 1:56 to go, first half. Chargers out front, 3-0 over the Cowboys. More action from the field up next. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work. A broken alarm. Creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. And right now, buy any Duralast Gold or Platinum battery and receive a $25 Fandango gift card by mail. Limit one. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Start your Black Friday early. Make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with autopay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates for AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Switzer on the return out across the 5. Hits the 10, 15. Cuts back inside the 20. Outside the hash mark of the 25. And then stacked up there at the 30, near the 33-yard line. And that's where the Cowboys will rush their offense out of the field. Alfred Morris moves back in. Single back set. Shotgun snap here for Dak Prescott, who guns a pass into the chest of Jason Witten. Stops shy of the 40. 6 yards on the pickup. That drive summary, by the way, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. When it comes to safety, nothing more important than your vehicle's brakes. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Another quick play here from Prescott as he gets it over to Terrence Williams. 6 more yards there. That Charger scoring drive, 14 plays, 6:59 total time, 66 yards. And a 22-yard field goal from Nick Novak as the Chargers lead it 3-0. Shotgun snap. Prescott looking directly into the sun. Steps up into the pocket. Penalty flag thrown. Completes it near sideline. And it's going to be an offensive pass interference on Terrence Williams.
Pass interference. Offense number 83. 10-yard penalty. Replay. First down.
Well, that sun coming through the panels again.
This time of day, the panels on the west end of the stadium, and Dak Prescott rolling that direction, looking right into it.
It's a good thing it's coming through the panels on the west end and not the east end, because we'd have a story if they were coming through the east end. There'd be something weird going on out there.
Need Bill Nye, the science guy, up in the booth to try to explain that one. Rod Smith to the backfield. Deep drop here for Prescott. Steps up, throws complete to Smith. And not much generated on that pass play. 3 yards on a pickup. Well, Dak Prescott had talked earlier this week about his team's character needing to be revealed based on their current situation. He also talked about his own play and needing to maybe settle for more of the underneath stuff rather than holding onto the football and trying to complete something deep. This time he gets a long reception into the hands of Jason Witten as the Charger defenders continue to drive him back. And the fans and his teammates taking exception to just how much they continue to stay with him and whip him down. That was Desmond King, the rookie out of Iowa. And really very fortunate that he wasn't whistled for a personal foul there, Danny. The whistles had clearly blown, and King continued to drive Witten back and then slammed him to the turf.
Yeah, and Witten talking to the officials now about, hey, what's up with that? He pushed him. Witten very upset about being handled like that. I don't blame him. He's trying to get rid of the ball and get on to the next play with the clock running. And they're pushing him back. They pushed him back a good 5 yards and then slammed him to the ground all after the whistle had blown.
Witten's not one of those guys that, you know, says, don't you know who I am?
But not a whiner.
Please.
No, but
don't you know who he is? 10-time Pro Bowler, 15 years?
Yeah, but when it affects the team and the clock's running,
33 seconds. Rod Smith, and here comes a blitz. Now they peel off, steps up, throws, finds Witten again on a little short crossing route. The Chargers will give him that. They stop him about 3 yards shy. The Cowboys facing fourth down. The clock running. Are going to line up and go for it on fourth and five. And now we'll get a Chargers timeout called here with 17 seconds remaining. And this becomes a little roll of the dice because the Chargers have one timeout remaining, as do the Cowboys.
Well, this play is going to take at least... Oh, now they're putting 25 seconds on the clock. Now it is a roll of the dice.
Yeah, so if you don't get it, then Phillip Rivers has time for at least one, if not two plays.
Yeah, at least two plays with the timeout. And, the Cowboys are now, looks like, sending their punting team on. And that's the safe thing to do. This game still only 3-0, so it's anybody's game. No sense getting too panicky at this point.
No, Chris Jones will come on. Benjamin back deep to receive the punt.
This has been a 220 yards to 70 yards.
Jones angling toward the far side. Benjamin waving for the fair catch. Gathers it there at the 15. And so 16 seconds left for Phillip Rivers to work with. Yeah, Danny, to your point, statistically, you know, it does feel like it's 17-20 to nothing right now, because the few times the Cowboys have had the football, they've just been really completely ineffective as a result of the numbers bearing that out.
So what Jason Garrett says to his team at halftime is, look, guys, this has not been our best half of football. It's not even close, and yet we're only down 3-0. Let's go out and take this football game over. They're going to have to start out on defense. The Cowboys are. The Chargers are going to get the ball. But the Cowboys have really struggled in the second half of late. And this is going to be a time where, to win this game, they're going to have to reverse that trend.
Yeah, trying to avoid another home loss here at AT&T Stadium.
It's been 150 clock minutes since the Cowboys scored their last touchdown.
Yeah, which is hard to believe. I mean, again, Zeke Elliott. I mean, this is an offense that, you know, when you look at what they have statistically done throughout the season, 24, 25 points per game, 143 rushing yards per game, that's number two. the number 11 total offense at about 348 yards per game.
And and if you average it out over the season, they're decent. They're ninth. They're ninth in the league in scoring points per game. But the last 3 weeks, 14.7 points per game, 31st in the league. So you know, it's all about what you've done lately, as we all know. And this is the time of year when the good teams, the great teams, the playoff teams emerge and show themselves. It's a tough time of year, I tell you. It's the grind is starting to get to you. Everybody's got bumps and bruises and they're hurting, and yet the playoffs are still 6-7 weeks away. So you know that it's just it's that time of year when you have a real gut check. And the team, as we said at the start of the game, the team that wins here today has a chance, you know, to really get something going, because both of them have fairly soft schedules coming up the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, the winner just by virtue of record, and certainly San Diego comes in a much more difficult position at 4-6. So they're most certainly in a must-win if they want to keep themselves in a playoff conversation, as Phillip Rivers will bring his offense out, and they'll just line up to take a knee, and that's exactly what he does. And that will bring the first half to a close. Not many fireworks on this Thanksgiving Day afternoon here from AT&T Stadium. At the half, the Los Angeles Chargers leading the Dallas Cowboys 3-0. When we come back, Jerry Recco will join us from the studios with the Geico Halftime Report. He'll take you around the league with the latest scores of the day. You're listening to the NFL on Compass Media Networks.
Randall's Wine and Spirits and Tito's Handmade Vodka are teaming up with Stray Rescue of St. Louis with adoption events this holiday season at their Jefferson location. On Saturday, December 9th and 16th, from 1 to 4 p.m., there will be Tito's Tasting with prizes, as well as lovable dogs looking for their forever home. When you purchase any bottle of Tito's this holiday season, Randall's will donate $1 to Stray Rescue. Additional Tito's Handmade Vodka Tasting will be held on Saturday, November 25th, December 2nd, and December 23rd. Log on to ShopRandall's.com for more Tito's events.
Arrive in style this fall in a Buick LaCrosse, Regal, or Cascada with up to $11,000 off MSRP. How about a Buick SUV like an Encore, Envision, or Enclave with up to $13,500 off MSRP? Gateway says be cool and drive a truck with up to $12,500 off of our GMC Sierra trucks. Drive like a pro with our Acadian Terrain with up to $11,900 off. And finally, drive like the boss with savings up to $10,300 on our Yukons. Come on in. Gateway. The right way.
We all know the holiday season can bring so much joy, but yet we also know how many people can be struggling at this time. Imagine a single mom struggling to provide for her family, or a young child fighting a disease. These are real life challenges for our people in our community, and I'm here to want to make a difference in our city. This holiday season, Lady Jane's is focusing much more than just on haircuts. We're focusing on our community and giving back. Stop by any Lady Jane's location and nominate a family today, or make a donation towards this great cause. For more information, visit us at ladyjanes.com.
The Edge is a family entertainment facility in Belleville, Illinois that truly caters to the entire family, offering laser tag, 5 movie theaters, an arcade, and their sports bar featuring 20 draft beers, amazing food, and the largest video wall in St. Louis outside of Ballpark Village. That is not all The Edge is offering. The Edge is doubling its size and are now under construction, building out an indoor go-kart track, new virtual reality attractions, bumper cars, and an upscale bowling alley. You will not find this many high-end attractions under one roof anywhere. That's The Edge in Belleville.
Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Now, rejoining us from our New York studios, here's Jerry Recco.
And welcome inside the Geico Halftime Report. Not exactly a thrilling first half of football. Chargers leading the Cowboys 3-0. I would say we'll do the highlights in just a couple of minutes as normal, but, well, there aren't too many to run. So, instead, we will move along with the scoreboard. Then we'll come back, and we'll get you the stats, because I will tell you this about this first half half of football in Dallas. It is eye-opening, and Kevin and Danny even mentioned it just a couple of minutes ago. If you look at the stat sheet only, you would think the Cowboys are probably down something along the lines of 21-28 nothing, but that is not quite the case. Again, we'll do that in just a couple of moments. But in terms of the scoreboard, obviously just one other game earlier today, the traditional game in Detroit. And boy, I tell you, the Lions are such an odd team. They took on a very good Vikings club, no question about it. But as always, they seem like they get behind early. In this case today, they could not get all the way back. And they actually had opportunities in the fourth quarter. Final score was Minnesota 30, Detroit 23. Again, Case Keenum, you know, defending his stance or the idea that he's the starting quarterback. He had to do that last week, or at least on Sunday. And he came out today, and he did what he's essentially done in his nine games. He played really, really well. He was 21 of 30, 282 yards passing. He throws for two scores. Both go to Kyle Rudolph, and he had a touchdown run. Keenum, as the starting quarterback of a Vikings team that's 9-2, is 7-2, and he really has done the job. Good day by Adam Thielen, 8 catches for 89 yards. Stephon Diggs, you'll see 5 for 66, but he had 2 key receptions in the fourth quarter, one specifically on a third down play to where it looked like Minnesota might give Detroit the ball back, and at the time it was 27-23, could have been in a tough spot, but they convert, they get the first downs, they move on, and they wind up kicking the field goal to make it a 7-point game. Latavius Murray had a big day, 84 yards and a touchdown. In the loss, Matthew Stafford was sacked 3 times, and Detroit was held to just 53 yards rushing. And certainly we know about this Minnesota defense. They are the real deal, and we certainly did see it earlier today. Again, Minnesota advancing or moving to 9-2. Detroit falling to 6-5 as that muddies up the playoff picture in the NFC just a little bit more. In terms of the game coming up later, you've got the 2-8 Giants at 4-6 Washington. And you talk about two teams that are going in directions that you just can't figure out. The Giants, in a lot of cases, people thought would be a Super Bowl contending type of team. And they have been anything but. Now, they come back and beat the Chiefs on Sunday, go figure. Andy Reid's team's off byes, 16-2, and then they go and lose to the 1-8 Giants. So the Giants at 2-8. Can they save Ben McAdoo's job? Who knows? There's a lot of rumors swirling here in New York about that, but they go into this game in Washington against a Redskins team, another team, go figure. They went in Seattle a couple of weeks ago, but they're so banged up. What could you possibly expect out of them? Even Jay Gruden said on Tuesday afternoon, they asked him how his team looked in practice, and he basically said, oh, can't really practice, don't have enough healthy bodies, specifically on the offensive line. They are just so, so banged up. Some of the notable games from Sunday, or at least for Sunday, the best one of the day has to be the Saints and the Rams. We're mentioning the Redskins, and that win the Saints had over Washington on Sunday was absolutely remarkable. They were down 15 points, which is about 5.5 minutes to go, come back and win that game. New Orleans is 8-2, and think about where they were 2 months ago when they started the season with a couple of losses. They had the ugly loss to the Patriots, and right now they are arguably the best team in the NFC. I say arguably because you've got the Eagles at 9-1. They'll take on the Bears. In terms of the Rams, they're 7-3, and again, 8-2, 7-3. This game could go a long way in terms of home field advantage positioning in the playoffs. Right now, you like the Eagles in terms of being that number one seed, but again, who knows? Still 6 games to go. Things could certainly flip in an instant. The Broncos play the Raiders along our Compass Media Networks on Sunday. You got the quarterback change in Denver, change with the offensive coordinator. Denver, nowhere near the team the Cowboys saw week number 2 on the road in Denver. So you've got that game as well. And then just a couple of other interesting games. The Bills and Chiefs from Kansas City. The Bills, because of what's going on with the quarterback position. We know about Nathan Peterman, who was just atrocious in his debut last week. They go back to Tyrod Taylor, and rightly so. And the Chiefs coming off that loss to the Giants. Remember, the Chiefs at one point were unbeaten. They're now a 6-4 football team. And then the Patriots take on the Dolphins. New England just never seems to lose. They are an absolute machine. They take on a Miami team that just has never found it. They're still kind of relevant at 4-6, way on the outside looking in amongst a mix of teams that have 4 wins. The problem is the quarterback play has been bad, and they have not been as good as some people thought they might be. And the Seahawks take on the 49ers on Sunday as well. In the Sunday night game,
You mentioned the Patriots, how good they are. Well, you got the 8-2 Steelers taking on the Packers, who, let's face it, without Aaron Rodgers, they're just a different team. Right here at the half, the Geico Halftime Report, as we wrap up the Geico scoreboard. The score at AT&T Stadium, the Chargers leading the Cowboys, by the score of 3-0. We will take a look at the first half stats when we come back. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
Now, yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Walgreens has good news for everyone who uses Medicare Part B for diabetes testing supplies. We've got your back, or in this case, your test strips. Walgreens accepts Medicare assignment and full coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands, like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Hey, whoa, time out on the field. It's a flag on a play. It's a personal foul. It's your foul. You want to know why it's your foul? Because you're horrible snoring. You cannot continue to snore. We'll eject you from the game, and I'm sure you're already ejected from the bedroom. There is a defense against this, and it's called Zipa. You put a Zipa in your mouth, you stop snoring. Then you can get back in the game. You hear me? Go to Zipa.com. That's Zipa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Happy Z, spelled backwards. It's an easy fix, people. Go to Zipa.com, buy a Zipa, and stop the snoring. Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Happy Z, spelled backwards. If you stop snoring, maybe you'll start scoring. Listen to me. Get a Zipa today. Stop snoring and get back in the game. ZYPPAH.com. Happy Z spelled backwards. Get a Zipa now.
Start your Black Friday early. Make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot and HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/holiday deals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for 5 lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Welcome back inside our Geico Halftime Report. It is the Chargers leading the Cowboys 3-0 on this Thanksgiving Day. Great to have you with us. And we mentioned we take a look at some of the stats because this game is about as lopsided as you will see statistically. Again, just 3-0. And there is a reason for that. It could be at least 6-0 due to the injury of Nick Novak. We'll get to that in just a moment. But 3-0 your score at the half. When I mention the statistics, listen to some of these numbers. And it's more than just the numbers in totality. Listen to the averages. So Dak Prescott in the first half is 9 of 10. If I stopped it right there, you would say that's fantastic. The problem is he's 9 of 10 for just 46 yards. It's not even 5 yards per completion. And when you look at, I guess it's just a little above that, he's been sacked a couple of times. There's just nothing going on offensively for the Cowboys. On the flip side, Phillip Rivers is 15 of 19 for 219 yards, and he's got a passer, a quarterback rating of 114. The Chargers have dominated this game statistically, but again, just don't have enough to show for it. Neither team really running the ball with too much consistency, although Rod Smith has had a couple of decent runs. He's got 5 carries for 26 yards. Alfred Morris, who
I really thought on Sunday the Cowboys got away from him way too soon. He had 5 carries for 21. Not a whole lot after that. The Chargers have not run the ball, but that's not what they do. They're throwing it. Keenan Allen, I mean, listen to some of these numbers. Keenan Allen, 6 catches for 75 yards already. Hunter Henry, 4 catches for 73 yards already. Travis Benjamin, 2 catches for 51 yards. For the Cowboys, Jason Witten has 5, but for just 29 yards. Terrence Williams, 2 catches for 9 yards. Bryce Butler, 1 for 5. Rod Smith out of the backfield, 1 for 3. The name you don't hear, and unfortunately, it's becoming all too accustomed that Dez Bryant just not getting the football enough, and in this case, not at all. And so when you look for the Cowboys going forward in the second half, they've really got to get the ball downfield more in terms of Dak Prescott. They've run it at times, but they're just not throwing it with any sort of consistency, or at least any type of depth getting the ball up and down the field. In terms of how they scored, well, Nick Novak did miss a 35-yard field goal in the first quarter. On the kick, it looked like he injured something. It turned out that it was his back, and so he was hurt and wound up leaving. And it wasted a 45-yard pass play to Travis Benjamin. You move ahead into the second quarter, and here's where things got a little nutty. You remember the other day on Sunday when the Cowboys had the game where the kicker was out and the Eagles kicker was out Sunday night, Jake Elliott, and all of a sudden the Eagles are going for everything on fourth down. Well, we found out pretty quickly here in the second quarter that the Chargers might be in line for something similar because they had a 4th and 13 at the Cowboys' 16-yard line. And, well, Nick Novak was nowhere to be found at that point, so they were forced to go for it. Ironically enough, they actually completed the pass, but only for 12 yards, and they turn the ball over on down. So it could have been a little bit worse. Instead, Novak kicks from 22 yards out late in the second quarter, which capped, how about this drive? 14 plays, 66 yards, which took 6:59, basically 7 minutes off the clock. But again, all it leads to is a Novak field goal, as it does appear that he is back and ready to go, and he will be kicking the rest of the way. And that's where we're at, 3-0. In terms of halftime adjustments, the big concern you would have is that the Cowboys all season long, I think the one criticism you might have of this team is that they have not made the proper adjustments at halftime. Alfred Morris was our pregame guest earlier, and he talked about how this team's got to come out and play better in the second half. They've got to do things differently in the second half. Well, here it is. It's a 3-0 game. The Chargers will start the half with the football. If the Cowboys can get the ball back quickly, or at least without giving up points or even just a field goal, that's when it has to change. And that's when all of a sudden you've got to see the second half adjustment made by them and not the other team. Can they do it? We're going to find out. You got 2 quarters to do. And quite frankly, this could be their season at 5-5. Not that anything's a must-win just yet, but it certainly could be. So that'll do it for the Geico Halftime Report. Once again, your score. Chargers lead the Cowboys 3-0. We'll take a break when we come back. Send you back to AT&T Stadium for the start of the third quarter. You're listening to the NFL on Compass Media Networks.
This is the Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we win championships we're not supposed to win. When we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore. When we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Here are just a few of the benefits that you will receive on your next VA mortgage by visiting Hero.Loan. 100% financing on all VA loans. You will never pay for an appraisal. We meet with you face-to-face to go over the application and we'll even do all the VA paperwork for you. And the best part, while some lenders take up to 120 days to close your loan, at Hero.Loan, we close VA mortgages in as little as 14 days. Hero.Loan, the new way to VA.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
McKendree University is about the experience. The experience of a higher quality education and the discovery of endless opportunities. It's the experience of joining a vibrant community, making valuable connections, and serving others in the world around you. It's about developing strong leadership skills, both in the classroom and on the field, learning from expert faculty, and attaining the personalized education you deserve. It's the experience of finding a better you. McKendree University. Make your mark.
The Appliance Discounters has done it again. The only appliance store in the area to offer free replacement installation on Bosch built-in appliances, the finest that money can buy. Come into any of our six showrooms and choose any Bosch built-in appliance, and the replacement installation is on us. You can also receive a rebate of 10% back on your selection of three or more Bosch quality appliances. Highest quality, lowest price, 10% back, free installation. Visit one of our six showrooms now open in Concord Plaza Shopping Center or visit theappliancediscounters.com.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com presents Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase two hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their six premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the listener rewards tab.
Hey, St. Louis, looking a little scruffy? It's time to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in O'Fallon on Highway K just north of Fizey Road next to Potbelly Subs, or in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 in front of Menards. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men, it's wicked awesome.
Hey, Blues fans, catch the weekly Blues Report with my partner Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.